The following podcast contains two drunk jerks.
And sometimes their friends.
Using obscene language and spoiling movies
from the 90s.
So sit back and enjoy this audio experience.
The star-studded film with Oscar winners all the way down from actors to director to composer to... it's okay. The movie that achieved the impossible, having audiences hate Julia Roberts and critics hate Dustin Hoffman. The 1991 movie that was surprisingly progressive, portraying a black fat kid as the only one that could, I guess, become like a bowling ball and hit pirates and progressive.
This is Hook on Blockbuster Nostalgia.
Hey, blockheads, and welcome back to Blockbuster Nostalgia, the movie podcast countdown, the biggest hit movies of the 1990s, one by one. I'm E.G. Seitz.
I'm Francisco Landin.
And we are talking about the 1991 family classic, Hook.
Yeah, this is a movie that people really like now, but at the time, like, little kids liked it.
I don't know, is that true? Because I feel like this movie has a lot of blowback.
Yeah, probably. No, but even Rufio's trying to like bring it back and everything, and people are like behind it.
People do love Rufio. I got notes from three girls about this upcoming episode, and their notes were Rufio is hot.
Yeah. Well, so, I mean, it's fair. Yeah. Also, if you look at him now, he's a pretty attractive guy.
Yeah, no, he's a good looking guy.
Yeah. And he really did one up on Robin Williams by not, you know...
Dying.
So maybe Rufio is a clear winner at the end.
Yeah, actually, speaking of, he does, I mean, the character, obviously, not Dante Brasco, dies in this movie. So what's his sequel idea? Is he a Christ figure? Does he come back from the dead?
Nowadays.
Do they gather 9 Dragon Balls to wish him back?
Because of the way they've been doing fucking like sequels and reboots, I feel like he's going to be like, no, pretend like I didn't die in the last movie.
That's true.
Yeah, and then people are going to be like, yeah, that's fine. And I'm like, no, that's not fine. He died in that fucking movie. It's just when you're like, no, pretend all the other movies didn't happen. Yeah. We just skip from... No, those movies happened, dude. Yeah. You piece of shit.
Alien 2 happened and then none of the other ones.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. No, come on, man. You can't just pick and choose.
Yeah.
So, damn it. So back in 91, right?
We said 91, yeah.
This movie brought in a whopping $119,654,000.
Actually, kind of probably a disappointment. This is a very expensive movie. It went like $30 million over budget.
Yeah. I mean, the budget was like $70 million or something like that.
Yeah, it was originally supposed to be like a $48 million or something like. I'm doing this off the top of my head. I'm not looking at numbers, but yeah. It was supposed to be something like 48. It ended up being over $80 million.
Yeah, something like that. And you know, at the time, it was a crazy, ridiculous expense. Although it was before Waterworld that broke the records.
That's true. Yeah. Well, and it's also crazy because Spielberg kind of, sort of threw the kids under the bus and was like, "Oh, working with kids is hard." And it's like, motherfucker, you're Steven Spielberg. All you do is work with kids. What are you talking about? That's kind
of your career is based on that, man. Like, we all backed you up when you were working kids in the 80s.
Right.
Yeah. Now do us a favor. Stop being a dick to kids. I think I was surprised it is this low on the list because on paper.
Oh, yeah. You would think.
It's a giant hit.
Yeah.
Like, on paper, it's like.
Giant stars.
The biggest fucking director.
Yeah.
Well-established franchise with a kind of like a new twist on it.
Right. So this is the Disney formula for the last, 25 years is let's go back to the well of classic kids IP.
Yeah, let's bring everything back. Yeah. Let's bring everything back, but new. And,
right.
And the live action and stuff. The biggest stars at the time, Dustin Hoffman, Julia Roberts, obviously Robin Williams.
Yeah, Robin Williams. At the peak. We've talked about this is exactly right in the peak. This is his run of Good Morning Vietnam, Dead Poets Society, Mrs. Doubtfire, Hook. Like these were all massive hits.
Yeah. Yeah. So this was for the studio, I think, a disappointment.
Oh, for sure.
And it was panned by critics.
Oh, yeah.
Critics hated this movie. I think now it's probably faring a little bit better, but
yeah, well, because like you said, I mean, kids loved it. I love this movie as a kid.
Yeah, kids loved it. Yeah, exactly. It had like kids fighting pirates and stuff like that. Yeah,
they say bangarang and shit. I don't know what that means, but
yeah, I said it out loud. Yeah,
fuck it, yeah.
They call them Pan Man.
Yeah,
yeah. They very wisely do not show the red men in this movie.
That's true.
Yeah,
that's true.
Because it would have just been that Redskins mascot.
Yeah,
yeah. Very offensive. But yeah, no. Like on paper, it's a big hit, and you're right. As a kid, Pretty fun movie.
Talked about it in the other Steven Spielberg movie, Temple of Doom.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Get in there. Obviously, we talk about it a lot in like Goonies and all those 80s movies, E.T. and all that stuff. But yeah, you throw a couple of kids in there, and especially fucking kids with no parents, no rules, just right.
They're living
in a goddamn Al Bash steakhouse out there.
Yep, exactly. You know, this is, it's throwing back to a lot of stuff we've already talked about. But just like in Honey, I Shrunk the Kids, the set looks like a fucking Disney ride.
The set looks amazing. I can't believe this was so much fun. Well, I guess it's because it's not owned by Disney. Because I feel like if the Disney had made this movie, there would have had to be
a ride or
like
something.
I mean, there is the Peter Pan ride, which is a dope ride.
It is. That's the best ride on those little rides.
Oh, yeah. But yeah, if you had, I mean, I guess they have like the jungle, not the Jungle Cruise, but like that little play area. That's basically what this is, only like better.
Yeah, the Robinson Crusoe house or whatever.
Yeah, that's what it is.
Yeah. But they could have just kept this thing on and then had it be a ride. Like, you just walk in there and look around and
well,
stuff.
Well, it's like that they, after The Hobbit, you know, now you can visit fucking the Shire.
Yeah. Brilliant.
I want to visit fucking Neverland. Jump around in, I don't know, their very 1991 skateboard/basketball area. Yep.
Yeah. This is like,
it just screams, this is the early 90s, kids.
Yeah. It's like Battle Angel Alita. Yeah. It's like extreme sports.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. It was so funny because the movie's made in whatever, 2 years ago. And it's like, oh, yeah, the manga was written in like 1989.
Yeah, so of course. Yeah, they're doing like rollerblading and shit like that. Yeah. Yeah, this has a lot of that. All right, so let's get into the plot. Robin Williams is he's kind of a shitty dad.
He's a bad dad business dad.
Is he a bad dad because he's not providing for his family?
Oh, no, he's very rich.
Okay, is he nice to his kids?
Oh, very nice.
So he doesn't beat them?
I mean, he lies a bit, but he never beats them, no.
Okay, is he a hardcore alcoholic?
No, not at all. Doesn't seem to drink or party in any way.
Does he love his wife?
Oh, very much so, it seems.
Ah. So he's a bad dad. Why?
He missed his baseball game.
Because he missed a baseball game. That's right. Yeah. Also, when you're a kid, it's the biggest thing that's bothering you the most.
Yeah.
And now you're like, oh, yeah, that's right. You used to just like be too busy sometimes for baseball games.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like it's definitely a kid problem.
It is definitely a thing where, because he's what, like 10 in this movie, 11?
Yeah. The kid's like
the kid,
like
Jack,
that,
right? Yeah. And if he's like 16, it's, oh, wait, you're making all this money. You can buy me a nice car to go to high school. Yeah, don't come to the who cares?
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
You can miss the baseball game. It's fine.
You're going to embarrass me talking on your giant cell phone.
That's right. Your giant 1991 cell phone.
Yeah, exactly. Showing up on my game.
Yeah.
No, so he's supposed to go to the game, to the big baseball game, right?
Well, and his word is his bond.
Yeah, his word is. Well, at first they're watching the play and he's talking on the cell phone.
And the play they're watching?
During the play. It's Peter Pan.
Yeah, it's Peter Pan.
Yeah. At no point does that bring back any memories, but that's fine.
Yeah.
Even though he was Peter. But anyway.
Spoiler alert.
Yeah. Spoiler alert. So then he does do something really funny, which is he sends his assistant with a video camera to record the baseball game.
Yes.
Which also, kind of cool.
Kind of cool.
Like he sent the assistant with the video camera to record it.
Yeah.
That's pretty sweet. He could be like, hey, listen, kid, I'm sorry. I know I told you, but look, I'm going to sit down and watch it now.
Yeah.
And then maybe have some beers and
get
drunk. Watching it. Fall asleep. Pretend like I'm still watching it. But yeah, so he doesn't make it because he's also like, I don't know, he's also like playing around in the office kind of like he's trying to book this big deal.
Yeah, it's like what did he say? Like $3 billion deal or something like that?
Something ridiculous.
It's something insane. Yeah.
Something that I would say anybody in the entire world would say is more important than a fucking Little League game. Anybody.
Hey, money can't buy you happiness. It can only buy you prostitutes, which is the same thing.
Which is the same. Yeah, exactly. Which is the clear road to happiness. So he doesn't make it. So his kid, but then he also planned a trip to go visit his,
Sort of. So she brought him in. She ran. So it's Wendy Darling.
Yeah. He was an orphan.
Dame Maggie Smith. He was an orphan. She brought him in. She had actually started an orphanage.
They did a really good job of making her look as old as she is now.
Right.
30 years ago.
Yep. Yeah.
Because she played way older.
Yeah.
But she did really good makeup.
Yeah. Great makeup. Yeah, great makeup really in this makeup. Movie.
So they're visiting.
Also interesting. England. Yeah. So they're visiting England because it's an event for her. It's this like lifetime achievement award for being a good person.
And for like helping orphans.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's, you know, one of those lifetime achievement awards, like in the Oscars where it's like, you made good movies, only this one's for doing real things.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. And he's this, like, he's the honor, or he's like,
he's like the guest speaker or whatever. Yeah, he's like the person introducing her. Yeah.
And then, you know, that's kind of it.
Yeah. So
no. So then,
well, this also establishes, because they have to fly to England, obviously, and this establishes that he is terrified of flying.
Oh yeah, that's right. Ooh, ironic.
Which is very ironic, because you know he's Peter Pan.
Yeah, he's afraid of heights. He's still doing business on the plane. He's still doing business when he lands.
Right.
Even though he told me wouldn't do business.
Cell phone the whole time. Yeah.
Yeah. He loses the deal. At which point he yells at everybody to shut up. Which again is the worst thing you can do as a father, apparently.
Yeah. Can I yell at your kids?
Equals bad dad.
Yep.
Immediately. Maggie Smith is like, oh my God, it happened. Like, you're a bad guy now, or something like that. And then,
when his wife throws his cell phone out and is like, you're a bad dad.
Yeah. Also, he didn't hang up that phone.
No.
That was in 1991, a long distance phone call in the middle of the night from England to fucking LA or whatever they do.
$3,000 a minute.
A minute, dude. Yeah, $3,000 a minute. That's, you're talking enchiladas and interladas, and you're talking peak time long distance.
Yeah.
Yeah, $3,000 a minute easy.
Yeah, they lose their home when they get home. When they go back to America, they have no home.
They owe the phone company $48,000.
They own the phone company one very light, nice house.
Yeah. $1.2 million house.
Yeah.
Because she, and then it just, like, you can still hear it outside and stuff in the snow.
I do like, too, that the other guy doesn't hang up. He's just like, well, he's my boss. I guess I'll just stay on hold for the next 18 hours.
I can't hang up. He hates that. Then they go have, like, a night out, which I thought was
interesting. Well, this is to the event. They go to the event.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah, I get them switched up. So they go to the event, and then whilst they're gone, the kids get kidnapped.
The kids get kidnapped by a mysterious he's a guy with a hook on his hand.
Hooked hand.
Yeah.
A fella.
Yeah.
So when they come back, you know, the kids are gone. They call the police, and they, like, the cop, he's just saying, well, you know, kids will disappear.
Cheerios, England here. No worries.
Are you sure they were here before?
No worries, Governor. We'll find them. Maybe not.
Yeah. He's about as...
He's also Phil Collins.
Yeah. It's Phil Collins. So that tells you something.
So, you know, he turns to them, and he's just like, you'll be in my...
Oh, he just sings awful music, and they're like, please get out.
Yeah, please leave now.
Yeah.
It's like, no, I got to find your kids. No, just leave. Just leave
this
now.
Is way worse.
Yeah.
This is way worse than missing children.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's a bit nonchalant about it, as like when you lose, when somebody steals a bicycle and you're like, oh, do you guys find those? And he's like, meh, not really. Yeah, you should probably write down serial numbers from now on and claim it. Yeah, you got to claim it.
Yeah, you got to claim it. Like, just buy a new bike, man. You're not seeing that bike again.
Yeah, he's pretty nonchalant about it. But then Robin Williams gets nicely drunk, as one would tend to do when his kids
are missing. And as happens when you get drunk, you see... very small women.
Yeah. I mean, if he got absinthe drunk, I guess.
Yeah. That's what they said.
No, yeah. Yeah. He sees a little tiny fairy.
This is one Julia.
Yeah, Julia Roberts.
Julia Roberts.
So Julia Roberts, not very well received in this role. People didn't like her as Tinkerbell.
And people don't like her today.
Yeah.
Again, we surveyed several of our associates. Female associates about this particular performance. And it was all thumbs down. Pretty hard, too.
Yeah, it was like
pretty
not
like blonde, hardcore thumbs down.
Not like peppy and like not, you know what I mean? Not bubbly enough.
Yeah.
I guess it's kind of like when Kevin Costner was Robin Hood and everybody was like, all right, I guess he's a big star.
Yeah.
Nobody was like, shouldn't he be British?
Really. Yeah.
No, but he's like an old school, like, British hero. Yeah, that's fine. Kevin Costner,
yeah.
But the rest of the people are British, though. No. We got Christian Slater in there.
Christian Slater, yeah.
Yeah. Just the bad guy is British. That's how much we hate you, Brits.
We're going to make your classic hero, and all the good guys are Americans.
And the vicious bad guy, he's still British.
He's still British, though, yeah. For sure.
Yeah, I mean, that's kind of a little bit of the thing here, right? Because everything is, like, British... It's in England is where they are. So kind of like, I feel like that's probably what it's supposed to be like.
Yeah.
Yeah. But no, Julia Roberts.
Julia Roberts. You know what's funny is I remember as a child not liking her in this movie and being like, oh, she's not Tinkerbell.
Yeah.
Now as an adult, I'm like, she's fine.
I don't think she's
Julia
bad.
Roberts.
Yeah, she's not that bad.
Yeah.
I think the problem with Tinkerbell is the character of Tinkerbell. Like, I think it was a weird, they didn't know what to do with Tinkerbell. So she just like showed up here and there and then has like a kind of a big scene, but the scene has no payoff to the story. She doesn't do a lot.
I think it ties into the biggest problem with this movie at, in its entirety, which is that it's kind of all over the place.
Yes.
Like there's a like you said, there's some Tinkerbell stuff that doesn't really just kind of pops up every once in a while.
Yeah.
Robin Williams doesn't become Peter Pan until like 10 minutes left in the movie.
Yeah.
There's the whole subplot with Hook and the kid.
Yeah.
And they never really resolve like, all right, if Peter's has to learn to be a good dad, why is he like, all right, Lost Boys, peace out.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So that's, all right. I'm going to go, because the plot is crazy. The story, the idea of the Peter Pan is like this eternal young adult.
Right. Well, he's an eternal, like, teen kid. Yeah.
Yeah, so in Peter Pan, you know, he doesn't want to grow up.
Right.
In this story, he grows up. He gets to, well, he's a Toys R Us kid.
Yeah.
He grows up, he gets to have a family and a career, and then his kid gets kidnapped. The way he used to kidnap kids and take them to his Neverland.
Sure, sure.
He goes back.
Now, was he doing the kidnapping or was Hook doing the kidnapping and then he would just like pop in and grab them?
But did not take them back? Does he not know how to go back? He knows how to go back because he Hook doesn't take the original kids, right? Peter Pan does.
Good point.
Yeah, he shows up and he grabs them and he's like, think of something
else. Well, doesn't he just like take kids that are unhappy though?
Yeah, but I mean... Did you see that house? How unhappy were those kids in the original Peter Pan?
That's true. They were in a fucking nice house. But again, they had a very mean dad.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Was he beating them all the time?
Not at all.
Were they in destitute?
Oh, no, very rich.
Yeah. Yep. Was he a hard alcoholic?
No, not seemingly, no. And I think his big crime was he went to a dinner party.
Yeah, that's right. What is wrong with the kids in this fucking movie? God, we should all be so lucky.
I mean, he did leave a adorable dog in charge, which I feel like makes up for anything.
Their nanny was a big fluffy dog who was smart enough to take care of him.
Pretty amazing.
Best childhood ever. Yeah. Peter Pan, like, was doing him a disservice. He could have kept them in Neverland.
He could have.
Like, he did all the rest of the kids.
I guess he did send them back.
Yeah, he sends those kids back. But anyway, as a grown man, he comes back. He sees the kids that are stuck there, never helps, takes them out. No. In fact, I asked
gets him, a couple of them killed.
Yeah. Ask them to go to war for his kids that got kidnapped. And then he's just like, oh, I'm happier now. Bye, guys. I'm going to keep living my life.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, it's weird.
It is a little weird.
Going back to what you were saying about, I feel like the script was an hour and a half. And then they're like, oh, shit, we got Dustin Hoffman. We got to add way more Hook stuff.
Sure.
And they're like, oh, we got Julie Roberts. We're going to have to add more fucking Tinkerbell shit. Yeah. And they just kept adding shit till it was 2 hours and 10 minutes of weird, like, jumbled stuff.
Even the beginning, like, you could establish a lot of that much easier.
Yeah, yeah.
Much faster, at least.
Yeah, you could set that up easier. Yeah. We get it when he's talking on the phone all the time and he's businessy. Like, we get.
Yeah, they could have started with the flight and just like right away he's busy and doesn't pay attention to his kids and is just like shushing them away.
Yeah. You could definitely just cut out a bunch of that stuff.
Yeah, you could cut like the first 15 minutes.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Tinkerbell shows up, takes him back to Neverland.
He doesn't believe at first, but then, you know, she's a fairy.
Yeah.
She makes him fly. And she also makes a couple on the ground fly. That couple, George Lucas and Carrie Fisher.
Yeah, again, the cameos in this thing are amazing.
The cameos are insane.
Jesus, George Lucas and Carrie Fisher, like, that, how crazy is that?
It's really fun. And evidently, she was Spielberg's first choice for Tinkerbell, at least according to internet rumors.
Yeah, really?
And then he probably saw her and was like, God damn, what's happening?
Yeah.
And I was she's like, oh, cocaine.
A lot of cocaine.
A lot of cocaine.
A lot of sex with grips.
Yeah.
Yeah. And they're tough.
Those are tough guys.
Those are some rough guys.
Although evidently she did rewrite a bunch of Tinkerbell's lines.
Really?
Yeah, she did a ghost punch-up on this script.
Interesting. Yeah. That just tells you that Spielberg doesn't know how to write for like female characters.
Well, he didn't write the script at all, but yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's right. It was like four writers, right?
Yeah.
And she got to do a pass on it.
But also, yeah, Spielberg doesn't care about girls.
Yeah. The cameos in this thing. Like, yeah,
we're about to get to another one because once we get back to the pirate ship and we're fully introduced to one... James Tiberius Hook, is that it? I don't know. That's Kirk's name.
James Tiberius Cook.
James Tiberius Kirk Hook.
Yeah. He's got the kids in a big net.
He's got a kid.
And didn't he leave him a note? He left him a note.
He did leave him a note. Signed Hook and has the whole thing. Come, or you're never going to see your kids again.
Neverland, that whole thing.
But yeah, and then when he gets there, one pirate, I don't even remember what the pirate does that's so egregious, but Hook shoots him.
Yeah.
That pirate.
Glenn Close. Yeah. One female Glenn Close.
Wearing a beard.
Wearing a beard. And also, like, the voice is still Glenn Close's voice. But
ish. Yeah.
Pretty good. Pretty good makeup
pretty
effect.
Pretty good, yeah. Yeah. If that was a D&D GM and they did that voice for a man character, I'd be like, God damn, good job.
Yeah, that was also one of those cameos that I didn't know was there until like I saw it as a grown man.
Yep, yep.
Like later on, I was like, holy shit, look at that. Because as a kid, I didn't know who Glenn Close was.
That's true.
I hadn't seen the Fatal Attraction. And yeah. Yeah. Yeah, it was. And then there's another cameo right around that time, too. And that's Crosby.
Oh, yeah. David Crosby.
David Crosby.
David Crosby of Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young.
Yeah. Who probably just passed out drunk on the set.
On the set one day. They're like, hey, he looks like a pirate already. Yeah, so he's already dressed that way.
David Crosby's here to play a pirate? That's cool.
I think he just woke up and like while they were filming and they're like, oh, I guess he's in the movie now?
Yeah.
Just keep rolling. It's fine.
Nice. Who dressed him? They did a good job. Oh, I think he just showed up like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's also, I mean, the cameos in this thing are crazy. But yeah, the kids are, Hook sees him and he can't believe that Peter Pan has grown up now because he hated it so much.
Yeah, well, and he's obviously very disappointed because Hook was expecting the battle of the century.
Yeah, against a child.
Well, exactly. Yeah, yeah. Against a small child that he could bully. Yeah.
Hook was very upset by another full-grown man showing up before him to fight.
He's like, look, I'm Dustin Hoffman. I'm only like 5'3", all right? I got to keep it to exactly. Kids if I got a chance of winning.
You got to be like tween, dude, tween. You got to be 14, 15, and that's it.
Once you hit senior year, I mean, I can't compete with that.
Yeah. You can play football and stuff. I'm not doing that.
I'm not doing it. No.
Yeah. Yeah. Very disappointed that a child doesn't show up to fight him. But then he tells him, like, you can have. Oh, Roman Gomez threatens to sue him.
Right.
Because he, what is he? A real estate guy? A lawyer?
He's a lawyer, I think.
He threatens to sue. He says something about being a lawyer, right?
I think he's a lawyer. He's a lawyer / businessman.
Yeah. He's just doing
business. Yeah. He's an adult person doing adult business. Yep. So, adults.
That's exactly. Yeah. And that's all we needed.
Yeah. Yeah. He has a cell phone, and it is 1991.
Yeah. I mean, that is success.
That is extreme success.
Probably a fucking convertible, because back then...
Also, did you see how big that fucking airplane was? They had so much leg room.
Yeah. Oh, imagine.
Having just been in an airplane like 2 weeks ago, I was like, God damn, that looks amazing.
Yeah, he's like, it's a bed. He's like laying down in it. Yeah, there was a crazy amount of leg room in that thing. You can't do that anymore.
No. I mean,
and they're not flying like business class because...
I mean, even if they're in first class, that was luxurious.
Yeah, that was nice. I mean, it was nice for business class. First class nowadays, you have your own little pods and stuff like that. But
I guess it depends on the flight. Yeah. Because you have the ones with like the upstairs area and stuff like that.
Yeah. It was a lot of legroom.
Yeah, it was big. It was big.
Even for a flight that goes like 11 hours,
you
still don't get that much. Enough legroom to, you know, like be mean to his son, I guess.
Yeah.
Actually, his son like annoys him and then he's just like, settle down, dad. And I'm like, yeah, shut up, kid.
Well, isn't he like throwing a ball and shit?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. He's being a dick.
You're in a plane, motherfucker. Like, be respectful.
Yeah. Dick. So then... He tells him if he flies up to get the kids down, he can have them back.
Right. But he can't fly.
And he's afraid of heights.
And he's afraid of heights. So he tries to climb up. He can't do it.
No, he's too scared.
Too scared.
Yeah. He's trying to reach out. And then they're just like, Dad, come on. And then he doesn't do it. But then, was it Tinkerbell?
Yeah, Tinker. Because Hook's like, just kill him.
Yeah. Just kill this full grown man. Yeah.
Yeah. Just kill this full grown man that's not a child that's going to fight me.
How awesome if that just happened.
Yeah.
Like, he's like, all right, well, I guess the Peter Pan thing is over. I guess that's it. Rufio now.
Or then Jack has to become Peter Pan.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, because he gets to see his dad get shot.
Exactly.
I assume.
And then he becomes a meaner, tougher Peter Pan for a new generation.
Oh,
you killed my father, Hook.
Yeah,
now I'm going to fucking gut you.
He's like,
I'm
when
Peter Pan, motherfucker. It's the 90s. I'm extreme as fuck.
He's like when the Looney Tunes were the Lunatics.
Yeah.
For that 1.5 months before people revolted.
In the Marvel comic adaptation, he's just got like pouches and chains, fucking spikes everywhere.
Yeah.
He's got a gun that's bigger than his head.
A cool mask.
Yeah.
Yeah, where you just see his eyes glow white in the darkness. Yeah, it's like a cool ninja now.
Yeah, he's also yeah. Peter Pan's also now a cool ninja.
Yeah.
He gets trained by a Japanese master that somehow made his way to...
yeah. Ended up there.
To Never Never Land.
I mean, there's all kinds of crazy people in there.
Yeah.
Yeah, he just gets trained by... Or like some sort of samurai fairy.
That's true.
Yeah, like one of the Tinkerbell fairies. Just a little tiny one.
I like that a lot, actually.
Yeah. Samurai fairy trains
samurai
him.
Fairy? Yeah.
Also, because he knows how to play baseball... He can kill a person with a throw of a baseball.
A la his great hero, Morgan Freeman.
Morgan Freeman does at the end of Driving Miss Daisy.
Driving Miss Daisy,
he kills her with a baseball.
Yeah.
Also, he could be a really cool Peter Pan.
Yeah. I mean, that kid was good, right? Ish.
He did some sword stuff, right?
He's in Dick Tracy.
Yeah. I mean, Peter Pan had the sword, but it was like a smaller sword.
Yeah. Well, because it's like a kid's sword.
Yeah, that's right.
So when Robin Williams is holding it, you're like, meh.
Yeah. Again, full grown then.
Yeah.
But if Jack was holding it, you'd be like,
that's a motherfucker with a sword.
Yeah. Or he has like a Usagi Yojimbo sword where it's just like that big giant fucking samurai sword.
Well, I mean, if he's trained as a samurai.
Yeah, of course. He can
do the two like Leonardo style. He can have the two katana.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
We could do like one of those things where like he emerges from all the dead Lost Boys.
Yeah, it's like the new Ninja Turtle. Yeah, exactly. Or it's that shot from, if you remember, the old Miller Claremont Wolverine where he's standing on top of all the ninjas. Yeah.
It's just that.
It's just that with his swords dripping blood,
and he can fly and shit. Yeah, no, there's no way Hook can beat that.
No.
Yeah. He just sends army after army at him.
Yeah. To no avail.
Yeah.
To slaughter them all. It's that scene at the end of John Wick 2.
Yeah. Yeah.
Kill them all.
Taking them all down. Anyway, that's not what happens.
I like this movie better. Yeah. I was starting out making fun of early 90s extreme culture, but God damn, if that wouldn't be a better movie.
Like only 90s, like Frank Miller comic book.
Plus, they would have put some like hot chicks in it, like all scantily clad.
Yeah, again, when he goes to
Tinkerbell would have been in like a G-string.
Yeah, when he goes to be trained with all the fairies, they would all been like sexy fairies.
Yeah, fuck yeah.
Yeah, just big boobs and. When they would draw rogues, fucking sexy.
Exactly. Yeah, yeah. All the fairies are just like the cast of Baywatch.
Yeah, yeah.
Like you're fucking amazing
suits and stuff.
Yeah.
Still living in trees and shit. Maybe still by the beach. Huh?
Yeah. Well,
there's a lot of water.
There's a lot of water. I mean, you got mermaids and shit in there that have a little cameo. They save Peter's life.
That's right. They save his life right away?
Yeah, because remember, they throw him all off board.
Yeah, that's right.
And then
yeah.
They like breathe life into him and take
him away. They kiss him and stuff.
Yeah. They air kiss him.
They air kiss him, yeah. I wonder if they were disappointed. The mermaids are like, God damn it, I wanted a 14-year-old boy. What's this?
Like, this is not my fetish.
What is this full-grown man doing here? Everybody's disappointed that a full-grown man shows up.
That's true.
Because then Tinkerbell takes him back to the kids. That's when they're like, oh, he's just an old man. He's a gross old man. Mm-hmm. And he is being like we're your parents type of guy. Like a principal.
Yeah, he's very much the stodgy old man.
Yeah.
But it is, I mean, for the Lost Boys are the only ones that response makes sense for.
Yes, they're because the ones they're all
that are
kids.
Like, we're all kids. That was the whole idea, is to be fucking kids.
And when Peter Pan kidnapped us, he was a kid and his whole thing was staying a kid. Yeah.
But growing up. Again, growing up sucks.
Toys R Us kid.
Yeah.
This is when we get introduced to fucking Rufio.
The
standout in this very ironically, out of all the fucking famous people in this movie, Rufio,
he's
standout.
The one everyone remembers.
Yep, he's the one everybody likes.
10 Academy Award winners in this movie, and everyone's like, "Oh, but Rufio, dude."
But Rufio was the shit.
He comes in on a fucking like skateboard attached to a those big sail things. Dunks basketball.
Immediately dunks a basketball. Starts like making like some sick burns on him and stuff. Also, is way better at sword fighting than he is.
Yeah.
Rufio's pretty cool.
Rufio's pretty cool.
And he goes out gangster.
Why can't Rufio fly?
I don't know.
Why does Tinkerbell withhold her good fairy dust? Because she was pretty free about it in the first movie. She was like Wendy, those other kids.
You could just pick her up and shake her.
Yeah, you just pick her up and shake her.
And then you fly.
Rufio's been in charge fighting pirates for what? 20 years? 30 years?
Probably because he's like late 30s. So yeah, like 25 years.
Bitch can't throw like some fucking fairy dust on that guy?
Yeah, that's a good point. Why can't? Maybe if he could fly, he'd be unstoppable. He would already killed Hook.
Yeah, maybe. They got to keep the competitive balance.
Yeah. I think it's just because...
It's like the salary cap in the NBA. It's like, no, we can't have all the good things on one team.
No, yeah, exactly. Yeah. Like, come on, guys. I probably because Tinkerbell is in love with Peter Pan, right?
Very much. So, I mean, that's like the explanation in this movie. But I guess, again, in the original, she's just handing out fairy dust like crap.
Yeah. Yeah. And this one is like, no, only Peter
Pan. Only Peter Pan because I won. Fuck him.
Yeah. Yep. She might be the only one that like likes him as a grown man.
That's true.
I mean, she's just been waiting this whole time.
Yeah. Grooming him the whole time.
Yeah. To be a full man. Yeah. And then, I don't know.
Although she's, in fairness, if I recall the original, Tinkerbell's pretty into Peter Pan original, and she's very jealous of Wendy and that whole thing.
Super pouty and stuff about it. Also, there's a point where she gets full grown.
Yes.
And if I was Peter Pan, I would be like, you could have done this the whole time. I would have been having sex with you when I was 14.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I would have never left. Come on. You wanted to keep me here. you've just been full grown.
I thought it was weird this whole time, you know, like seeing your tiny little naked body. That would have been weird. Yeah. Full grown woman, though. And she's a full-grown, like a sexy full-grown woman the whole time.
Yeah. I mean, she's Julia Roberts.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So, So disappointment on Peter Pan's side from that one.
Yes, for sure.
But that's later on, though.
Yeah. Then Peter Pan has to get, so Tinkerbell goes to everyone's, like, you got, what, they have 3 days or whatever to get him to be Pan.
Yeah. So they kick his ass. Rufio kicks his ass real quick.
Yeah, everybody kicks his ass for a while. He gets punked by all the kids. They play the food game.
Yeah, that's right. He can't fly. They're trying to get him to fly.
Yeah, cannot fly.
He keeps
can't fight.
Off. Yeah, and then
can't crow.
Yeah, can't crow. That's right. That's it. That's the one thing. He can't crow.
Can only write checks.
Doesn't Heaven comes up with this great plan?
Yes. This is what I think. What you're talking about, where they're like, well, I guess it makes sense with the whole fatherhood aspect, but yes, they decide Hook's big plan will be, since I can't kill Peter Pan, even though he could.
He does the most fucking vicious thing.
Yeah.
I'm going to usurp him.
I will usurp his child and make his child my child.
He does that thing from the campaign where Zach Galifianakis has Will Ferrell's son tell him that he loves him. And Will Ferrell's like, my son tells you he loves you, I fuck your wife. Like, but he does. He comes up with this great plan to become his father. Which is fucking vicious.
Well, and this movie also does a lot of the, like, when you're in Neverland, your memories start fading immediately.
Yeah, which is cool. It's a cool, that's why you don't go back ever.
Right. Because once you're there, you just forget about everything but having fun and being a kid and, I don't know.
And eventually you're just done everything. You're just like vampires, just bored.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a very weird plot thing to do to make him be like, I'm going to be his dad and I'm going to get him to love me. Because Hook was never about getting a kid to love him ever before.
He was
more about killing kids.
He was. But, I mean, in fairness, his whole thing was, I've got to get that Peter Pan. Mm-hmm. So, again, he just, you know, he's growing as an individual. He's finding new ways beside the stabbing and the slashing with the hook.
He's going like the Walter White way of just like super convoluted.
Yeah.
Payoff is really good.
Yeah.
Yeah, like working really hard on an evil plan.
Evil plan, yes.
Yeah, so then Robin Williams sees that he's like having fun. Like they're playing baseball for him.
Right.
Which is a very funny scene, actually. Like they shoot the one guy, and Hook is like, no, we're playing by his
because he steals second or whatever, and they shoot him.
Yeah, and he's like, no, guys, come on, we're playing.
Fun,
like
fun joke.
Likes to play.
Fun joke.
Yeah, there's a couple of fun.
Yeah,
fun. Like cutaway.
Yeah, no, there's some fun stuff in this. And Dustin Hoffman, I mean, you mentioned that the critics did not like his performance.
Yeah.
However, what do they fucking expect? It's a kid's movie. He's Captain Hook. He's hamming it up like a motherfucker.
It was just that, like, no, he's Dustin Hoffman. He's supposed to do good highbrow stuff.
I get. I mean, that's okay, fair. Yeah, but
that's
if
not
you're,
fair. You can do whatever you want.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
But also, yeah, I don't know. It's a fucking kid's movie for kids. Like, the guy's going to ham it up.
Yeah. Oh, he hams it up.
Yeah. And then, I mean, maybe my favorite performance in this entire movie, Bob fucking Hoskins.
Oh, yeah. Bob Hoskins.
Who just shows up to be ridiculous.
We talked about in Who Framed Roger Rabbit.
Yeah.
He's fucking great.
A square of a man.
Yep. Yeah. Yeah. I like when Bob Hoskins was skinny because he's still like a weird stocky square dude.
Yeah.
And that's kind of how he is in here. But he's the little guy. I can't remember his name now.
Smee.
Smee. Yeah, he's Smee. He's like his Hook's right-hand man.
Yeah.
No pun intended, but yeah.
But yeah, he doesn't have a right hand.
Yeah, he doesn't have a right hand. But yeah, no, he's fucking amazing in this movie. He's
he's really great.
Yet another character that you're like, yeah, but Rufio though.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it's Bob Hoskins from whatever.
Rufio.
Yeah. Yeah.
Did Bob Hoskins dunk a basketball on top of Robin Williams' head?
I don't think he did.
No, he didn't.
Let's have him be our favorite character, but also not be okay with him acting in anything else that we'll remember ever again. That was just America. That's what America said to him.
Yeah. I mean, there's another good stuff. But yeah, no, I know what you mean.
Yeah, but which one do you remember?
Other than Who Framed Roger Rabbit in this, those are obviously...
No, Rufio.
Oh, Rufio. Yeah, it's just Last Airbender.
Yeah.
That's the only other one.
That's it, yeah.
And that's a voice, you know?
And, yeah, exactly. Yeah. And who's like, oh yeah, Rufio from Last Airbender or whatever his
name is. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, he's like the most memorable character. And then we were like, yeah, but that's all we want from you, though. That's,
yeah. It is weird that I nothing afterwards? Yeah, for 10 years? Nothing?
I think it's because it took some time for people to be like, no, Rufio was the best character. Or Rufio was
It waited for our generation to grow up to where we're like, yeah, Rufio.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, you're right. Because probably back then, parents were like, I don't know, fucking kid flying around, dunking a basketball. Who gives
a
shit?
We thought it was cool, but we didn't know people's names and shit.
Yeah.
Yeah. We didn't know to look out for him in other movies.
Yeah, yeah.
We were just watching whatever the next fucking, whatever. Yeah. We were just watching Miss Doubtfire after that.
Exactly.
Yeah.
We were just watching whatever fucking Disney Channel told us to.
Yeah, the giant muscle, flexing muscle that is Disney Channel campaigning. So then Robin Williams sees his son playing baseball and having a really good time. And, you know, like Hook is there watching it. I'm like, he did. He
right.
did not watch that game.
Well, and Hook's calling him son. They're hugging.
Yeah.
And,
yeah. Immediately. You know? That kid's garbage.
Yeah.
He's immediately going to another dude for a dad.
Yeah.
Yeah. Again, Robin Williams is not a bad guy.
Yeah.
He's just a working guy.
Well, he's got no memory now.
Yeah, that's right. He's starting to lose it. Yeah.
Starting to lose it. Yeah.
The girl they kind of put away, which is interesting too.
Yeah, they don't really focus on her at all.
Yeah, he doesn't want a daughter.
Yeah.
That's when he decides, he's like, no, I'm going to really try. And I'm going to really become Peter Pan.
And then he tries flying again. He just can't do it. Keeps falling.
Tinkerbell shows up and it's like, what's your happiest memory? And weirdly enough, it wasn't right away the birth of his kids. I was thinking he was going to be like, that time I closed that deal.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or like that trip to Thailand that we took. Donkey show in Mexico. Like, he's a business guy. Yeah, yeah. His happiest memories include infidelity and cocaine. Probably a lot of cocaine.
Probably, sure. I mean, it's 1991, so he's been...
And he's a business guy.
He's a business guy, yeah.
He's doing all the business.
Yep.
But not surprisingly, it should have been from the very beginning. The birth of his kids.
Right. He gets there.
He finally gets there.
He has to have a whole flashback remembering like, oh, well, because we'd already had Maggie Smith, Wendy Darling, tell him a little bit about like, oh, you kept visiting me and I kept getting older and then I had a grandchild and you loved her.
Yeah, which is also interesting. He fell in love with her, so he stayed. It's all right. That's an okay reason to stay. He finally gets like a little bit of air and he gets all excited because he can fly now.
And then, so he starts flying. He remembers who he is and then he becomes Pan. He has a lot of fun. He dunks with the kids and flies around. And
that food fight thing.
Yeah, they have the food fight.
He beats Rufio.
Yeah.
He beats Rufio in a battle of wits.
That's right. Kind of.
By saying a lot of like...
Well, that's before. That's when he's still doing lawyering things. Though you're right. He does come back. He comes back around. He comes back around and does everything.
He does a lot of like, you know... fly with a booger in its eye type
Very, very kid insults where you're like, I guess that's insulting. I don't know.
And then he's like, yeah, Pan. And then that little tiny boy is like, it's him. It's Peter Pan.
Yeah, yeah. They have a lot of like poignant, small child touching face type moments.
All
Spielberg. Very Spielberg moments.
This is all E.T. saying goodbye.
Like, it's him. It is the Pan.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. The music swells, which is a great score, by the way.
Oh, no. The score actually in this movie is really fucking good.
It's
John Williams.
John Williams.
Of course. But this is not...
Adventure score.
Yeah.
With a little bit of sweetness in it.
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
But it's also, it's in no way... Because sometimes with some of the later John Williams stuff, like the post-2000s, you'd hear some stuff and you're like, all right, I get it. Like, you're doing the same thing you did before. But this is, it's not Star Wars. It's not Indiana Jones. It's a very distinct and different soundtrack. And it's fucking great.
Yeah, it's a really good score. I like the score a lot. But yeah, it very effectively uses that to with the little boy is like, you're a Pan. He's Pan.
Yeah,
Peter Pan. So then everybody likes him again and he's Peter Pan again. So then they come up with a plan. Right?
Well, then they have to remind him to go rescue his kids because he's just ready to have fun forever.
Yeah, that's right. He's just like, all right, cool. Let's keep. It would have been funny also if he's just like, no, let's keep having fun. And they're all like, yeah, let's keep having fun. And then Hook is stuck with his kids.
Just waiting around for like weeks, months.
Yeah, yeah. He's like, did you tell Peter Pan? Cuts to like six months later,
and he's like, I'm really tired of this fucking kid. Yeah. Like, where is he?
Did you tell Peter Pan that I'm raising his kid? Did you tell that? Tell him to come get his fucking kids. Because he's annoying me. You know? Yeah. I'm a pirate. I'm supposed to be doing pirate shit. And here I'm playing baseball with this fucking kid. He just trades up.
It just, it has like the repeat of the earlier scenes where he's like, come watch me do baseball. He's like, I got pirate shit to do. Yeah, I can't watch baseball all the time. I'm doing fucking pirate shit over here, man. Yeah. Got a very important pirate deal with Captain Blackbeard. I can't be blowing that off just for every baseball game.
Every fucking baseball game that you have, right?
I got a chest full of gold doubloons here on the line.
I sent Smee to record it. Isn't that good enough? Goddamn it.
Yeah. Jesus Christ.
At that point, maybe the problem is fucking Jack. Or it's a stick around. Yeah. That'd be fucking great. Peter Pan's like having a blast.
That would be really funny.
Swimming with fucking mermaids and shit. Living it up, playing with all the kids, eating whatever he wants, imaginary food or whatever. And he's like, God damn it, tell Peter Pan to come get his fucking kids, dude. But he's like, oh, that's right. I love the kids.
Yeah, I love the kids. I got to go save them.
I got to go save the kids. I feel like we're pretty deep into the movie, but there's a bunch of other stuff in it.
Not really. They just go. They have the big fight. Rufio dies.
We get the Tinkerbell.
Well, yeah, that's the scene we talked about earlier where Tinkerbell gets big.
Yeah, she gets big.
And it's like, you know, I loved you and bye.
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah.
I don't know. Yeah, so they start training.
They do have a little. Well, they armor up. They have the.
It's a cool scene.
They have a very cool, especially when you're a kid. This is a very cool scene because they get all this weird like. Fucking island armor and all these weapons that just fire like paintballs and water balloons and shit.
The way kids with
watermelons. Yeah.
It's like they're going to go fight a neighboring tribe of kids.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, and it is really funny because they're fighting the pirates and they're like making them slip on fucking marbles banana pills and marbles and shit.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, the pirates have guns.
And swords.
Yeah,
and they're like, hey, guys, let's remember what's important. Let's all just have fun.
Let's all just have a good time.
Let's just play around, get some slime. Let's slime some dudes.
Let's just have a good time. Everybody, good game, everybody. Afterwards, we'll pat each other's butts. And
and the pirates are like, shoot every kid in the face. At point blank range.
Yeah.
Remember?
I guess that's always been the deal with Peter Pan. And that's part of the like lighthearted fun.
Yeah.
But then, of course, they have to undercut that. By having Rufio get stabbed in the goddamn gut.
Stomach.
So it's like, well, is this real? Or I mean, is this serious? Or are we having fun kid times? Because Rufio just got stabbed in the fucking gut.
Hey, whoa, everybody. We're just supposed to be having fun.
I suppose it is the classic kid thing where you're playing around. You're like, no, we're just playing around. And then somebody gets a black eye.
Yeah, exactly.
Someone's a dislocated shoulder.
Somebody needs stitches and shit.
Exactly.
Yeah, and then it'll get serious. Yeah, and then it's like, everybody's in trouble.
Everybody's in trouble. That would have been really funny if afterwards Peter Pan would have just been like, oh, hold on. All right. Fuck. Everybody stop. Someone's actually hurt here. What are you doing? Throw that shit down.
Come on,
we gotta go to the hospital now.
We were supposed to be playing.
God damn it, Hook. I'm sorry, man.
Who'd have thought that one of us was gonna get hurt in this battle against pirates?
Right?
Against bloodthirsty pirates.
Then Hook and Peter Pan have their big fight.
No, well, okay, let's talk a little bit more about the battle because the setup is cool. They do have all the armor. He shows up at first.
And yes, he does like, the classic cut his silhouette out.
Yeah, cuts his silhouette out, and he's like, I'm here to fight. And then all the kids show up, and they start kicking some ass, Home Alone style, like you said.
Yeah. They start, very fun.
Yeah, a lot of fun. The pirates are, you know, it's if you make this movie now, I think the kids amass an army of, like, natives and mermaids.
Oh, yeah. Well, it's Lion, Witch, and the Wardrobe fight. Where it's all the like centaurs and the fucking all the animals and shit.
And it's a giant CGI battle.
Yes.
It's like when you watch Legend and you listen to the commentary, he's like, I was supposed to have this giant battle of like hundreds of elves fighting hundreds of monsters, but it was 1987.
Right.
Yeah.
So we had 20 guys.
Like, we don't have $2 billion fucking dollars to spend on this. Yeah. So four guys. That's what we have.
And that's the thing in all those old, as much as I do really, really love those old 80s fantasy movies, even though they're terrible. But even like with Willow, you know, the whole time they're talking, oh, we're going to Tir Hazlin and the Grand Army. And then they get there and it's like this tiny little fucking place.
Yeah,
and there's nobody
it's like
there.
It's like an empty castle.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, it's
cool. Like, all right, yeah, we don't really have... Even the last battle, they have like 40 dudes on horses, and they're like, this is a big battle.
Yeah.
We got like 40 dudes on horses.
Look at that shit. Biggest battle I've ever seen. Yeah. Right, I watched an episode of Game of Thrones, there's 4,000 dudes fighting each
other.
Exactly. Yeah. So I feel like, yeah, you make this movie now, the battle is fucking huge.
It's insane.
And it's not just kids playing around.
It's it gets crazy, yeah.
So Rufio shows up and saves somebody.
Yes. Does he save Pan? I think he saves
Jack?
Pan.
Yeah, he saves,
or Jack. One of the two.
He saves somebody.
He jumps in there. He starts fighting Hook.
Yeah.
Calls him an old man.
It's cool. Hook is like, Rufio, fucking finally. Like they've been at odds for 25 years.
That's true. There is like a definite, they develop in a very short time this definite like, oh.
Like, this is a big deal.
We have a thing. Like, he takes off his jacket. Rufio.
Yeah, he does it.
Rufio.
Like, it's pretty fucking cool.
Yeah, it's actually very good.
It's one of my favorite parts of the movie.
Yeah.
It really does set up that he's like, finally we fucking meet. Like,
yeah.
Face to face. And it's like in their story, in Rufio's story, that's the fucking climax, obviously, because he dies.
Sure, sure. But either way.
Yeah, either way. Like, he's finally fighting Hook. Only now they have, you know, Peter Pan.
Right.
But yeah, he gets stabbed square in the gut.
Yep, dies in Robin Williams' arms.
Yeah, has some poignant last words, which I can't remember.
Yeah, just like, I don't know, remember me, bangarang.
Yeah. Yeah. I think he just does the Toys R Us song.
Yeah. Yeah. I never grew up.
Because if I did, I wouldn't. That would have been funny if they would have tied in Toys R Us with this. I wouldn't be a Toys R Us kid.
Die.
As a kid, I would have been like, dope. I know that song. Hell yeah. Now I want to go to Toys R Us more than ever.
Or he's just like, Peter, tell them to cast me in Jurassic Park.
Tell Spielberg to keep putting me in movies. And they're like, yeah, maybe. Yeah,
maybe.
let's get through this first. Let's get through this.
Yeah. Like, Robin, come on. It's something. 1 hour photo, anything. Put me in.
Yeah. And Robin Williams like, let's see how this
ends.
Let's
see how it goes.
Let's see how this goes. Julia Roberts, she's like, I don't make these decisions. This isn't up to me.
I can be the gay best friend in your next romantic comedy.
Again, you know, I'll mention it to Hugh Grant, but, you know, whatever.
Hugh Grant's already got an English guy.
Yeah. Make any promises. Poor Rufio. If I remember correctly, also David Crosby gets chopped in half, I think.
I think so.
I think one of the kids chops him.
I think Neil Young shows up and is like, I never liked you, and shoots him.
Shoots him square in the face. Again, full of cameos.
Yeah.
Yeah. One of those old muskets or whatever.
Yeah. Single shot musket. Yeah.
You'd like flint at the end and it blows the entire head off. Yeah. Yeah. That's what David Crosby dies in this one.
Yep.
Yeah. Then we get to finally see the Peter Pan hook fight.
They have the great to die would be a great adventure line, which I always loved as a kid.
Less
so now because I don't want to die.
Yeah.
Now that's real because I'm old.
Then, your life was way ahead of you.
Yeah. Now I was like, I'll never die. This is a fun one-liner.
Yeah, hell yeah, to die would be a great adventure. Like, bring it on, death. Now that it's at every corner.
Oh God, death. I'm scared.
Like, I think I've been peeing a little bit more. Oh, God, cancer. I know it's cancer. And then the doctor's like, I don't know, maybe cancer. You're at that age. Peter Pan's not that line in Peter Pan's not,
not as fun anymore.
Not as fun anymore.
Not as fun.
Today doesn't sound like a great adventure.
Yeah.
It sounds like months and months of medical care.
Agonizing pain from your cancer until you finally die.
Jesus.
Great adventure.
Yeah, great adventure. they have their fight. The kid finally remembers that he's Peter Pan's son.
Right.
Jack, he finally remembers. Yeah. He's like, oh, yeah, that's my dad.
They save the girl.
Yeah.
The black kid does the bowling ball thing. They do all the...
So the kid is pretty funny. This black kid, he's not much as he's like in heavyweights.
Yeah.
And he's like the chubby
black. He's the chubby guy,
Go to chubby black. He was a bunch of the sports movies.
I do like how they have a very interesting crew of Lost Boys because you have Rufio, obviously. You have this chubby black kid. You have the like... magical black kid, the guy that grows up to like caddy for Bagger Vance or whatever you know?
Yeah, that kid in the suit.
Yeah, well, that's the kid. It's like the fucking like the New Jersey kid. Mobster kid.
Yeah. Yeah, and he's still wearing the suit.
Yeah,
he doesn't have to. He just forgot why he had it on.
Yep,
which is super tragic.
It's tragic but hilarious because you need that guy.
Yeah. The little kid.
Yeah, the real little kid. Yeah. No, it's fun.
The cute little kid. That weird looking redhead kid.
Yeah, yeah.
Who is in one of my favorite movies that when we get to pick our 90s movie to talk about, it's going to be Freaked by Alex Winter. And that kid is in it and he's hilarious.
Calling it early. We still got like a long way to go.
89 movies.
Yeah.
To go. Yeah. So in 89 weeks, I'll bring it up.
All right.
Yeah. Yeah. By that point.
All right.
Yeah. We'll be long dead.
Long dead.
Yeah, we're not making it.
Nope. Yeah, so anyways, then the alligator falls and...
Peter Pan has some bad cool stuff.
Who's afraid of a big
He actually doesn't... He opts not to kill him.
Right.
Which is also cool. Like, Hook is like, do it. Do it fast. Yeah. Or something like that. And he's like, nah, you get to stay here and fight kids for the rest of your life. Which is punishment enough.
Yeah.
And I'm like, well, that's what he was doing before.
And he seemed all right with it.
Yeah. And then Peter Pan is like, also, I'm going to go live my life. So, you know, what do I care about this fucking shithole? I got like a big house back at home. And my kids love me more now. And we are winning an adventure. And I was like, we went on the best family vacation we could.
Exactly. And now I can fly and shit.
Yeah. Exactly. And I can fly. And then my kind of semi-adopted mother won't call me a fucking pirate anymore. So we're fine.
Yeah,
like,
we're good.
I did everything. So what do I got to kill you for? Like, yeah. But then he does the old... thing where he's like, all right, and then Hook tries to...
It's the classic Skeletor. We talked about it in Masters of the Universe.
Where he bows down and bam, fake knife.
Fake knife, yeah.
Hidden knife.
Yeah. Fake surrender.
Yeah,
fake surrender. Yeah.
Yeah, fake surrender. He goes after him, hits the freeze-dried alligator. I don't know what they did. They like...
He's stuffed. Yeah. But he's still alive for some reason because Neverland magic.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, it's also the coolest... As a kid, I remember that was the coolest set piece.
And they don't
show it at all.
It's until the very end.
Until the very end. Yeah. And I'm like, why didn't they show this the whole time?
There should have been an establishing shot much earlier in the movie.
Yeah, and when he's talking about how much he hates clocks and all that shit.
Right.
They should have shown it a lot more.
Yeah. Like, I mean, there should have been a scene with him and Jack or Peter or somebody in front of that goddamn crocodile.
Yeah, yeah. And then maybe he talks about like losing his hand to it and stuff like that. Like that would have actually been a little bit more humanizing for him if you're like, you know why I keep this thing around? You know what I mean? One of those things.
It's like, a reminder.
A reminder of why I hate Peter Pan.
Our very serious 90s reboot where Jack becomes, he's like, this fucking alligator, it took my goddamn hand.
Look at this hook. Yeah.
Every time I look at this fucking hook.
All right. So in this movie, Hook is just Bill the Butcher from fucking Gangs of New York.
Oh, I was going to ask who are we going to cast, but you're right. Fucking Daniel Day.
Yep.
Bill the Butcher Hook.
Yep.
Bill the Butcher Hook.
Hook, and because remember he takes his own eye out because they looked away?
God.
He has that fucking speech, but with the fucking crocodile or whatever.
Yeah. Or maybe the croc only got a two fingers and he was like, I couldn't look at those fingers.
Yeah, yeah.
So I took the whole goddamn hand.
Fed it to him before I killed him. See? Perfect.
Yeah.
It has a big clock in his mouth, too, which is also cool. Because doesn't it swallow the clock or something like that? I can't remember.
Right, because he swallowed Hook's like watch, which is why he always made the ticking sound.
Yeah, that's right. It always makes the ticking sound. They can hear it.
Yeah.
This giant two-story fucking crocodile alligator or whatever should have been featured way earlier.
Way more, yeah.
But it just shows up at the end to kill him.
Yep.
Because it just falls on him and swallows him.
And it's just, I guess. I mean, it's the circular thing because that's how Hook has to die. I don't know.
Yeah, it's fine.
Whatever.
It was foretold, I think, by gypsies or something. Yeah, yeah. Like that. This is Neverland.
It's the gypsy curse, you know.
Yeah. That's why he wanted to kill it because, you know, he found out that it was supposed to. It's like when they killed every firstborn child because they found out that the firstborn child was going to be like the next.
Take him off. He's going to free the slaves.
Yeah, exactly. So we got told that the crocodile was going to kill him, so he killed it.
Killed every crocodile.
Yeah.
That would have been actually even better if there was just like 50 crocodiles.
Yeah, he just keeps killing one after that because he hates him so much.
Yeah.
Again,
our very cool 90s, 90s reboot, 90s Extreme X-Men reboot.
Yep. Oh, every crocodile up on the thing. The fucking boat is just lined with crocodile skin.
Yeah. All his outfit now is like he wears crocodile boots.
Yeah, hell yeah.
Fuck yeah.
Again, you know what? If they would have had... so this is like midnight. If they would have had like Will Smith play the crocodile, they would have been like, all right, well, now we have to add way more crocodile into this fucking movie. Yeah. So now we have to like amp up the crocodile part.
I mean, it's 1991. So if you're going, if you're recasting this for the very serious version, I think you still get Robin Williams because then the death is even hits so hard because yes. you're like, God damn, they killed Robin Williams.
We saw him in What Dreams
I love that guy. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So, we're not keeping Dustin Hoffman. Is Daniel Day-Lewis too young in 1991?
That was post My Left Foot. He was already so he still do it, right?
Yeah,
My
fuck
Left
it.
Foot.
He's still in it. All right, yep. All right. Good, good.
He's
good.
Still in this. He was still back then. One of the greatest actors.
Right? Yeah. All right. The voice of the crocodile. Can we just get Bob Hoskins to do the voice?
Can we give him a Who Framed Roger Rabbit voice? Like a Roger Rabbit? What's his name from Roger Rabbit voice?
Oh, Roger Rabbit?
Yeah. Gee, Hook. What's the big deal?
All right.
Or a sexy Kathleen Turner voice.
Well, yeah. I mean, we definitely got to get, like, again, much more like sexy babes.
I say if it's early 90s, you go for broke and you do either a Mike Judge doing like a Beavis and Butthead voice.
Oh, that's pretty good.
Or like a Ren and Stimpy voice.
Ah, that's pretty good. Yeah, I think I like that Mike Judge voice.
Yeah. A Mike Judge butthead
yeah,
voice.
Yeah.
Or Beavis, either or. And then immediately all kids are like, oh my God. I know that voice. Hey, capitalize it, man. Spielberg should have brought that shit in.
Should have done it.
At the time, though, he Mike Judge was known as the guy who made that cartoon that made kids like play frog baseball and shit like that.
Yeah.
No, nobody wanted him in kids stuff.
Just get a couple like wrestlers to be some of the pirates.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So you get some big...
Again, they didn't take him seriously back then.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
Yeah, they weren't like, man, big money. Not like Surf's Up 2, Wave Mania, where... That sequel to that Penguin movie just had all the wrestlers in it.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was cool that they did that.
I'm surprised by how much I want the extreme R-rated fucking...
Yes.
Or even PG... You can get away with PG-13.
Oh, yeah. You can get one fuck in there.
Yeah. Get a one fuck in there. Well, nowadays especially.
Nowadays PG-13, yeah.
But even back then, I mean, you could at least get very sexy outfits and still get away with PG-13.
Yeah. I mean, this is post...
You could still, like, kill people.
Yeah, you could definitely kill people and get away with PG-13. Yeah, PG-13, you could do a lot.
You could do a lot.
Yeah, you're just the mermaids would still have to wear the clamshells.
Yeah, that's fine. Yeah, that's fine.
Still sexy.
Still sexy.
Yeah. You just can't nudity, but you get a fuck in there.
Yeah. Well, I mean, actually, in Splash, talking about mermaids, PG ass. Movie had ass.
Yeah, Beetlejuice had the F word in it. It's PG.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can get away with a lot.
Get away with a lot.
Definitely, like you said, more killing. Definitely more brutal.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I mean that we've already done How We Fix It, but to wrap up the movie, Robin Williams, I guess, decides to be a dad again, and him and his family go back home, and they're a good family now.
Yeah, they're even happier than before.
Yeah,
and then he's like, "I'm out of this fucking shithole. Like, you're on your own."
He takes the sword and he very viciously gets every kid's hopes up.
in a little league coach just picking his son to lead the team.
Yep.
Gets everybody all riled up.
Gives it to the fat kid, which as a fat child,
very progressive. Yeah,
very nice.
He wasn't dim-witted, which we always portrayed.
That's like, true.
Fat kids,
actually,
we were always portrayed as dim-witted.
That's true. Yeah.
And
he wasn't really gluttonous.
Yeah, he was
just a big kid.
Yeah, he was just a he did not have a hard time breathing or speaking.
That's true.
Like, again, go back and watch some of those movies. The fat kid. They didn't make him do a ridiculous fucking dance to get into to be their friend, which is so mean.
Yeah,
you have to do a fucking truffle shuffle to be their friend.
Well, yeah.
Fuck you, man. Like, they didn't all pick on him.
That's true.
Go back and watch those movies, man. If there's a fat kid in there, they're all picking on him.
Yeah.
His name in Monster Squad is Fat Kid.
I mean, Monster Squad's fucking great, though. Yeah. That movie's so good.
Yeah, but his name is Fat Kid.
Kid was fat.
It's okay for everybody to pick on the fat kid. So it's actually pretty progressive of them to be like, he's just a kid. And he actually saves the day a couple of times.
Yeah.
And he gets to get the sword.
He does get to get the sword.
Yeah, it's cool. He's like the new Rufio now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not as cool or as hot, obviously.
No, obviously.
Because it's fat kid.
Yeah. It's going to be a little silly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Silly.
Sure. And he was kind of a fun, like, fun kid, too.
Yeah, he was a fun kid.
He wasn't, like, serious. Like, Rufio was serious.
Rufio was very serious.
Very competitive, very serious about everything. I think
that's why Rufio could never, in the end, fill Pan's shoes. Pan was a fun guy.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's the stepdad tries to overcorrect.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah. It's like, oh, your dad lets you get away with too much. I'm going to be super strict.
Yeah.
Overcorrect.
Yep. I'm not here to be your friend. I'm here to be, raise you right.
Yeah.
Because your dad doesn't. Yeah, no, it's that. He's very serious.
Very serious man, Rufio.
But yeah, he gives
it. Also, I should have looked that up, because how old do you think Rufio was in this movie? We're going to look it up actually right now. How old was Dante Brasco in this movie, do you think? Don't look it up yet.
I don't know. I would say like 15 probably, but he was probably like a short 15.
I think like 18, man.
Think so?
I'm going to say 18.
Yeah, that's not.
Let's look it up right now, because I forgot to look that up before we started.
He's way down on the fucking line of top cast.
Because, I mean, there was like 10 Academy Award winners in this movie.
Yeah, that's true. So this movie was
1991.
He was born in 75. Okay. So it was shot probably
in 90. So he was probably 15 or 16.
15 or 16.
Yeah. All right. You were right. You were very, very good. Very good.
I mean, but it also seems like he's a short guy. At least in a lot of the stuff he was in, he always kind of played a younger guy.
Yeah. Yeah. He probably is. He's probably in that Michael J. Fox, Tom Cruise could play a kid when they're 25, because they're still like 5'4".
Yeah, exactly. And actually, like, looking at him now, he's a pretty good looking dude.
Yeah, no, he grew up
he grew up pretty good looking.
He's a good looking guy.
The kid though that takes over, the little chubby kid, he's probably like 11.
Yeah, no, all the other kids are super young.
Yeah,
super all young. The other kids are like 12 and under.
But also, like, Hook is dead now, the pirates are all slimed. Which, that's, you know, is the defeat.
They'll never come back from that.
Yeah, you can't come back from paintballs in the face. Nobody's ever going to take
you're like raw eggs in them.
Yeah. Bob Hoskins just grabbed all the gold and left.
Yeah. I don't know how. Awesome. How did he leave?
Yeah, I know. Where did he go? I don't know.
Just hanging out with the Native Americans that aren't in the movie? Yeah, like, probably. What's going on?
Yeah. Yeah, he's probably like...
He married, what was it, Tiger Lily this whole time? They've been married for 25 years.
Just keeping
secret. Just keeping on the DL.
Yeah. And he's just like, you know, like a 1/15th Cherokee. So it's fine. Yeah. Now I don't like Bob Hoskins no more in this one. So then Robin Williams gets to get in this fucking, like, go home. And then just live, like, keep living his life, but happier now.
Happier, yeah. Having learned a lesson, I which I guess is to be kid-like sometimes.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, he learned that lesson too well and became too kid-like.
Because in the
in
next
Mrs.
movie.
Doubtfire. Where he's just a giant man-child that has to learn responsibility.
In this movie,
he's
way too serious guy. And the only way to be a better father is to let loose and become happier and, like,
makes sense.
More
makes
whimsical.
Sense, sure.
In Miss Doubtfire, he's way too loose.
Playing it loose and fast.
Playing it too loose, too fast.
Yeah.
He's actually a pretty fun dad, but he's too much fun.
Yeah.
And the only way to become a good father is to become more serious.
That's true.
And like more
fun. Gotta learn some responsibility.
Responsibility. Which one is it, Robin Williams? God damn it. I don't know what to fucking learn anymore from you, man. And then in Jack, he's like a kid, but he has to grow up, but he has to stay a kid. I don't know anymore, man. Right? Yeah. Right? Watching Robin Williams, I'm just going to be confused about what life is supposed to be like.
That's true.
And you throw What Dreams May Come in there, or 1 hour photo, and then I'm just killing myself.
Yeah.
My head's exploding. I get nothing.
Just become a recluse. What is he, an author that kills people and but tries to fool the cops?
Yeah, sure. Yeah, I'll just do that.
Yeah,
that checks out.
Yeah, right. I think that was the plot of that Chris Nolan movie, right?
Yeah. Insomnia, right?
Insomnia.
Yeah. Just watch that, and then I'm like more confused. But it's Chris Nolan, so
it's fine. It's not his best movie. But
he comes back with the kids into the bedroom to the sleeping wife, which
that's right.
Raises a lot of questions.
She's just been passed out this whole time.
Yeah.
It's the dream logic thing where it's been 4 days for them, but I don't know, two hours for the rest of the world.
Also,
maybe that's why you don't grow up in Neverland, because time.
Yeah, you're like Inception. You're a dream.
You're a dream within a dream. So time only moves as a fraction of the speed of the real world.
Yeah, you think they ever grow up? You think they're like 1,000 years old? They're still kids, or you think they're just like
slowly, growing really slowly,
like Logan?
Ooh,
like
Wolverine? Like, yeah. Oh, that's a good question. Maybe, especially if it's a time dilation thing, and for every like minute that passes,
if there's
in,
a formula,
if there's a specific formula where it's like every minute in Neverland is a year in, or I guess that wouldn't work.
not a minute.
Every hour in the real world is like 3 days in Neverland or a week in Neverland. Yeah, every hour is like a week in Neverland.
Yeah, yeah, something like that. So it takes a long time to go. But eventually, when you grow too old, pirate. Yeah. So all the pirates are just like thousand-year-old little boys.
Yeah, exactly. Do you, at a certain point, do you just get kicked out of the Lost Boys and you're like, well, I got nowhere to turn. I guess I got to join Captain Hook's crew.
I'm going to have to be a pirate. Yeah, nobody else is taking
me. Is Captain Hook even the first Hook?
Oh, he's like the Dread Pirate Roberts?
Well, I suppose, I mean, in the very, very bad movie Pan, there was another, there was Captain Blackbeard prior to Captain Hook.
You're talking about the other live-action non-Disney?
That's right. Not to be confused with the very good live-action movie Peter Pan from like 2003, maybe?
Yeah.
But no, the one with Hugh Jackman, it's garbage.
The Pan one. Yeah. Yeah, where it's just like
the one where they sing fucking like Nirvana and shit.
Yeah. It's like his Peter Pan's before Hook and all that.
Yeah.
And he's friends with Hook.
But anyways, in that one, they do establish like a pirate hierarchy.
Yeah. I mean, is it canon, though?
Well, obviously, none of this is canon. The fucking author's been dead for 50 years.
Yep. I think like eventually you grow old enough to just become a pirate.
Yeah.
And all the pirates are just thousand-year-old Lost Boys.
I mean, that would have been the more interesting way to do that movie, Pan, is if Peter Pan becomes the Hook.
Oh, you know, that would have been fucking cool if... yeah, you're right. If you set up three characters, right? It's Peter Pan and the Hook, and then another, like a side younger character.
Right.
And then the twist is Peter Pan actually becomes Hook. Hook gets killed, and then the other kid becomes
Peter Pan.
Yeah. So every time, which is also fucked up, but you know, it makes sense. It's just like you're living in this fucking weird dream world.
Right.
Every time one of you dies, the other one has to take over for that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Weird.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, that movie's terrible.
Yeah. Yeah. No, that movie was not good.
Yeah. No. I don't, cause where did the pirates come from?
Pirate times.
I was just assumed like from the real world, right?
Yeah, I mean they're all from the real world. I just assumed in the same way that the Lost Boys got brought over to the real from the real world. I assumed it was like a
hold on, Freddie Mercury.
It was a Queen situation. No, it's a Bermuda Triangle situation where they just went through some kind of portal in the ocean and wound up in Neverland.
You know. Whenever you see like a homeless guy just yelling shit out in the middle of the street,
yeah,
I bet you he's halfway to Neverland.
Yeah, or he came back from Neverland and it's like, what the fuck's going on? When I left, it was 1753. What are these steel things flying around on wheels?
Where's all the fairies?
Where are the mermaids? Why planes? What's going on?
Children are my enemy. I must fight them.
So next time you see a homeless man, keep that in mind.
That's a pirate that just like...
He's just a pirate that lost his marbles.
Yeah. He just actually... He got drunk and he fell off the boat into like a warp that just brought him into the real world.
Exactly.
Yeah, well, that sucks.
Yeah. Or he's from the Super Mario Brothers movie and he fell through a pipe.
Yeah. You know.
And he's actually a dinosaur man.
Yeah, he's a weird, gross dinosaur man with tiny-headed lizard dudes.
Yeah.
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 You know, just like the video game.
Yeah. You remember all the dinosaur men with tiny heads.
Yeah. I wish they would have done a side-scroll fucking Mario Brothers movie game where they took
from the movie? Yeah, that would have been great.
Where it's like it's a Mario Brothers style game. Like Mario World, but it's all the characters are from the fucking movie and they look like the movie. How crazy would that have been?
Now, why didn't they?
They should have.
They fucking should have.
Maybe they were developing it and the movie was a huge fucking flop.
Yeah, you're probably right.
Also, they didn't... they set up a sequel for this movie?
Oh, for this movie? I remember a lot of it. I mean, I don't remember like specifics, but I definitely remember there was toys.
Yeah, right?
Like I was pretty young, but there were definitely Hook toys and like a lot of them.
Yeah, can you get a like Robin Williams, like businessman Robin Williams
toy? I 100% guarantee you can.
He's got like a big cell phone.
Yes. There's definitely at least two Robin Williams figures from this movie. Probably more.
Yeah, there's a whole bunch of them.
Yeah.
And you can buy them all for $250.
Oh, there you go. eBay.
Set of nine. Not a businessman one, but there is a...
What? No businessman?
There's him as Peter Pan, so if you wanted a full-grown man in tights...
Yeah, definitely Robin Hood man in tights,
Peter Pan. There's several Hooks.
A bunch of Hooks.
I guess... Rando pirates.
A lot of pirates, sure. I guess pirates are cooler than businessmen.
There's actually a whole bunch of pirates.
Oh, the alligator gets its own toy?
Oh, shit. Wow. Is that Rufio? Does the Rufio get a toy?
No, the Skull Armor Captain Hook.
There's definitely got to be a Rufio.
Oh, yeah, there's Rufio. Oh, but look how terrible this Rufio is.
Oh, my God.
All right, look up the Rufio toy.
That's an awful toy. Did they? What?
Yeah, it looks terrible.
What?
They took the Hook toy and then just added weird paint.
Did they make this before they cast the fucking actor? Yeah. What is this?
Yeah, look at it. It looks nothing
Jesus
like Rufio.
Jesus Christ.
He doesn't even have the hair.
Oh my God, that's awful.
Yeah. Then Hook, then Randall Pirate, then Crocodile for some reason. Also, it's a living crocodile. It's not even like the stuffed crocodile.
Yeah. These are all, I mean, the Hook one's actually, at least one of the Hook ones, not terrible. But man, these are rough.
Yeah.
Oof.
Yeah. These are really bad. This is a last minute marketing department thing.
Yeah.
Where they're like, oh shit, we got to make toys. And then they call the guy that makes toys and they're like, you got 6 weeks. And he's like, all right, I'm going to fucking do what I can.
What do we have in the factory? Leftover He-Man shit? Yeah. Let's just fucking repaint some stuff and
throw all that shit together. Yeah, there's a couple of Captain Hooks, and then, oh, there's a...
I wonder...
All right, I'm gonna...
Just Rando Pirate?
All right.
David Crosby Pirate?
I think you're right. They made these toys before
they cast the movie,
because look at the toy, and then look at the picture of the character.
That's when they were casting Bruce Campbell?
Yeah, they're casting Bruce Campbell as Hook.
Wait, this is Peter Pan. This is Peter Pan with a hook for a hand.
Was there a cartoon?
Was there a cartoon?
Are these toys for the cartoon, maybe?
Hold on. We got to look this shit up now. Right. You know how we do in this show, which is no research, because why would we?
Yeah, exactly. Nope. I don't see any.
Hook cartoon.
I don't see any Hook cartoon.
No, Hook cartoon. There's definitely been Peter Pan cartoons, obviously, and there's like the Tinkerbell and like different Neverland shit.
Oh, okay. So this was just the worst fucking toy line for a movie I've ever seen.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, that's all it was.
Yeah. Yeah. Ah. God, what? The picture looks nothing like Robin Williams, like the animated.
It doesn't even look like the other rumored Pan casting, which was Tom Hanks.
Oh, yeah.
And that looks nothing like Tom Hanks.
Nothing like Tom Hanks. Yeah, like you said, it looks like Bruce Campbell.
Yeah.
Like if they were to cast Bruce Campbell in that.
Yeah.
Why didn't they use a picture of fucking Robin? What did they animate?
Very famous Robin Williams.
What did they illustrate?
The extremely giant movie star Robin Williams that everybody knows who he looks like.
Illustrate the fucking Robin Williams into the toy. Why didn't they do that? Oh, man. Yeah.
Do you think they made the toys first and then went to the art department and was like, you got to draw cartoons of these toys?
Oh, because yeah, probably, yeah.
If we use a picture of Robin Williams, everyone is going to realize we did a bad job.
we can't put Robin Williams' picture on this because, yeah, then they'll know what he was supposed to look like. Yeah, it's bad. He looks kind of like G.I. Joe.
Yeah.
And he's like darker. Look it up.
Rough.
Look up the Hook toys, and they're bad.
They're very bad. All right, so that's the end of the movie. I feel like we definitely fix this with our gritty 90s reboot.
Yes, I want that more than anything.
Which is funny because this is basically a gritty reboot in the 90s.
Yeah, this is what you would call a gritty reboot of a cartoon. Like
sure,
of an anime.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, it was like the Popeye one. So this is around the time. There were a lot of these.
I mean, Popeye was, 10 years earlier almost?
Oh, yeah, you're right.
Yeah,
but
also
it had the
Robin
same,
Williams.
Like, bigger... Also Robin Williams.
And this is obviously before, again, the Disney just fucking print money by
live
remaking
action,
bullshit.
The live-action remakes of anime movies. Because who doesn't want to print money?
Who doesn't want? I don't know.
So that's what they're doing. We fixed it.
Yeah, we fixed it. Next week, we're going to be back. I don't actually remember what we're talking about. So be surprised, because we'll be.
Yeah. Well, we're talking about another movie from the 90s.
Another 90s fun action movie.
Maybe hoping it's Spice World. Keeping my fingers
it's
crossed.
Definitely not Spice World.
Are you sure? Because I feel like if we get to watch Spice World, we get to see every B-list British comedian.
That's true.
At the time. Was in that movie.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah. And you'll be
already watched Notting Hill. Don't get your hopes up.
That's true. Yeah. But Spice World has five of them.
There are five.
Yeah. And you know.
And they sing songs.
And they sing songs about if you want to be their friend. Oh, no, lover.
Lover.
You want to be a lover, yeah.
Yeah. They already got friends.
Anyway, next week we talk about
Spice Girls. Got friends. Spice Girls don't have friends. They have lovers.
They have lovers. Yeah. But we'll talk about Spice World next week. I'm pretty sure it made $10 million.
Yeah, it did not make the list.
Yeah, it was a flop.
It did not make the list. So we'll be back next week. Thank you for joining us for this very fun, hook-filled adventure pirate time don't be grow up movie.
Yeah.
Man, I wouldn't be there, be fucking 13 year again.
Yeah.
Goddamn miracle.
In a land of like pirates,
in a land of pirates and
fun, imaginary food, and
where nobody dies until somebody dies tragically.
Yeah. Until somebody dies for Peter Pan's sake.
Yeah, just to teach him a lesson about responsibility, maybe.
Yeah, what if they would have been
It didn't really even teach him that, because by that point he was already being responsible, sorta.
No, they just kill Rufio.
Yeah,
to have like an emotional moment. Again, like you said, Spielberg puts in disappointing moments. But what if they would have been like, Peter, nobody has died in this world since you left. And then you came back and Rufio died. What the hell, man?
Some guilt on him.
Yeah. Like, not a single person has died.
Or if he came back and it's fucking Mad Max times, it's like, ever since you left, shit went bad. Yeah,
shit went downhill.
Shit went bad, Robin. We've lost 20 Lost Boys.
We keep losing Lost Boys.
You remember Billy? That's Billy there, and it's just an arm.
Tinkerbell's too strung out from kidnapping children from the real world to bring to
Tinkerbell's
to fill our
coke.
Numbers.
Tinkerbell's doing heroin now. But it's pixie heroin. It's even worse.
These kids are too new. They have no idea. They still want to go home. They're crying all the time.
Raw kids can't kill a pirate to save their lives.
I mean, Beyond Thunderdome is kind of Peter Pan.
It is. Yeah. I mean, those are the Lost Boys.
Yeah, exactly.
100% the Lost Boys.
That's what happened.
Yeah. Mad Max? Should they have cast Mel Gibson in this movie?
Only instead of Peter Pan, it's Mad Max.
If Mel Gibson was cast, just not even Mad Max, if Mel Gibson was cast in this movie,
we could probably cut together a Hook trailer from
with Mad Max
Thunderdome.
Yeah,
right. More than likely.
Yeah,
we could definitely do that.
We can make that happen.
Yeah.
All right, we'll be back next week. Anyways, I'm EG Sites.
I'm Francisco Lundin.
Thanks for joining us. And remember to check out the Patreon, check out the Instagram, all that. Share, like, subscribe. Shout out to Wallace Book for our theme music.
Yeah, thank you.
Until next week, I already said my name.
Yep.
All right, I'll say the thing I always say then. Good night and good journey.
We love you.